Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News, Sabtin News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, the weather is pleasant across Israel. In Tel Aviv, it's a sunny morning with gentle breezes. Jerusalem enjoys a clear sky while Haifa sees mild temperatures. Eilut remains warm, perfect for those taking a dip in the Red Sea. Here are today's headlines. First, in the past 2 hours, Maariv reports that the Yemeni army has launched a counteroffensive against the Houthis. This follows days of Houthi attacks and the loss of 17 soldiers. The fighting in Marib and Al-Hazm is intensifying. Also, Ynet shares that Egypt may join a new Middle East defense alliance. The Turkish foreign minister clarified earlier today that Iran is not the target of this alliance, which includes Saudi Arabia and Pakistan, also this hour. Walla reports that the armed clans in Gaza are creating a diplomatic challenge. A security source noted the effectiveness of Bedouin clans against Hamas, highlighting their strategic operations. Separately, JNS reveals that Growing Wings is providing support for Israel's lone reservists. As IDF call-ups stretch into a third year, the nonprofit helps these soldiers rebuild their civilian lives. And finally, according to Walla, the average salary in Israel has risen to 15,223 shekels, with employment continuing to recover. Reaction has been swift on social media. Former Ambassador Mike Huckabee posted just minutes ago, expressing concern over civilian deaths in Gaza due to Hamas's actions. He questioned the lack of outcry over the estimated 60,000 Iranian civilians killed by the regime. Balaz News reported 25 minutes ago that Israel has approved the rebuilding of infrastructure in eastern Rafah. This includes water and electricity, aiming for a future Palestinian housing area outside Hamas control. Ynet Global shared earlier today that Israel needs an off-ramp from its current military engagements. The opinion piece suggests a reckoning with political leadership and strategy is necessary. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Yemen, the counteroffensive by Yemeni forces marks a significant escalation. Maariv highlights the intensity of fighting in Marib and Al-Hazm, where Houthi attacks have been relentless. This development could shift the power dynamics in the region, impacting civilian safety and regional stability. Turning to Egypt's potential involvement in a new defense alliance, Ynet reports that Cairo may join after resolving technical issues. The alliance's focus remains unclear, but the exclusion of Iran as a target suggests a shift in regional alliances. This could lead to increased military cooperation or tension depending on future diplomatic moves. Meanwhile, the situation in Gaza remains tense as armed clans challenge Hamas's authority. According to Walla, these Bedouin clans operate with strategic precision, complicating diplomatic efforts. Their actions could influence Israel's security strategies and international diplomatic relations. Finally, Growing Wings is stepping in to support lone reservists in Israel, as reported by JNS. With IDF call-ups extending into a third year, the nonprofit helps these soldiers transition back to civilian life. This initiative highlights the ongoing challenges faced by those serving in extended military operations. On the economic front, first, tech reports that NICE defends its AI strategy amidst investor caution. CEO Scott Russell mentioned customer adoption is accelerating, but the company faces challenges with slowing growth and costly transitions. Separately, Globes announced that Israeli runtime security company Oligo raised $60 million. Oligo focuses on securing applications and cloud workloads, combining deep runtime visibility with real-time protection. And finally, Walla Business highlights the rise in Israel's average salary to 15,223 shekels. While the numbers seem positive, the underlying economic concerns still warrant attention. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.